Well, good morning, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now for Tuesday, August 4th. Today is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day, National Night Out Day, and National Coast Guard Day. So basically, eat a cookie, meet your neighbors, and thank the people who rescue folks from water day. It's a pretty solid Tuesday. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brood Awakening in Big Pine. Coming up, the rock fire is nearly contained. Bishop's Wyatt Mears brings home a national runner-up finish. Michael Masuda announces a Bishop Town Hall and North Landing Road has reopened. Now, here's what's happening around the Eastern Sierra. We begin with a quick rock fire update. CAL FIRE now lists the rock fire at 12,008 acres, 98% contained. All evacuation orders and warnings connected to the rock fire were dropped Monday morning. The fire started July 20th near Black Rock Springs Road and Highway 395 in the Poverty Hills area, just outside of Big Pine. The cause remains under investigation. Even with major progress, residents should continue to stay fire aware, follow official updates, and avoid burned areas where crews may still be working. Bishop's Wyatt Mears has added another major accomplishment to an already incredible track and field season. Mears finished as national runner-up in the discus at the Junior Olympics Championships. The Bishop Union athlete has already made headlines this year with big performances at the state level, and this national finish continues to show the small-town athlete from the Eastern Sierra can compete with the best in the country. Congratulations to Wyatt Mears on representing Bishop at the national level. Michael Masuda, Democratic candidate for California's 5th Congressional District, has announced a CA5 town hall tour and is challenging Congressman Tom McClintock to a debate. For the Eastern Sierra, the key local stop is a Bishop Town Hall. Masuda says the goal is to hear directly from voters across the district. Details on the Bishop Town Hall are available now on EasternSierraNow.com. North Landing Road, north of Crowley Lake Reservoir, has reopened. The road had been temporarily closed to vehicles because high lake levels made the area unsafe for vehicle access. The reopening gives visitors another access point around Crowley Lake, but everyone is still asked to follow posted signs, respect conditions, and recreate responsibly. Some mornings, you wake up ready to take on the day. Other mornings, the day looks at you and says, let's start with coffee. That's pretty much my day every day. Brood Awakening, well, they have coffee, special drinks, teas, breakfast favorites, pastries, and the little boost of humanity we all need before emails, errands, fire updates, road work, and whatever else the Eastern Sierra decides to throw at us. Stop by Brood Awakening in Big Pine and start your morning local. Brood Awakening, helping Big Pine wake up and the Eastern Sierra fuel up and face the day one cup at a time. Now, back to the news. Kinder Camp is back through Bishop Taniff to Niwanobi and the language program. The program helps prepare children for the 2026-2027 kindergarten school year with story time, numbers, shapes, Paiute language, letters, colors, and more. Parent meetings are today from noon to 1 p.m. or from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Camp runs August 5th through the 7th from 7:45 a.m. to noon. For more information, call 760-873-5017 extension 280. The City of Bishop is once again enforcing posted 2 hours and 3 hour parking limits in designated areas. The city says parking turnover helps more people access local shops, restaurants, and services. Drivers should watch posted signs. Vehicles that exceed time limits may be cited. The deadline to file nomination papers for Mammoth Lakes Town Council is coming up Friday, August 7th at 5 p.m. 3 seats are on the November ballot. Interested residents must be registered voters and live within the town of Mammoth Lakes. For more information, contact Town Clerk Jamie Gray at 760-965-3602. Hey, a quick reminder, the Eastern Sierra Now app, it's not just for breaking news. It's for the way people actually live here. One day, you need a fire update. The next day, it's weather, events, road information, school news, local calendar, local business, a town hall, or story everyone's talking about. Instead of digging through 5 different Facebook pages and a group text that starts with, I heard from someone, just download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app. You can find out what road construction is going on, what weather is happening, what events do you need to be at. Local news, alerts, videos, events. Look, I could go on forever. Community updates all in one place. Search Eastern Sierra Now in the App Store and keep the Eastern Sierra in your pocket. Your Eastern Sierra Now community calendar is brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine. You know a place is good when the advertisement starts before you even park. That's right, the smoke in the air, the grill smell, the moment where your original dinner plan immediately loses the argument. Copper Top Barbecue has tri-tip, ribs, pulled pork, sides, and the kind of smell that makes people pull off Highway 395 with no further questions. Copper Top Barbecue. Follow your nose to Big Pine. Copper Top Barbecue. .com. So Mammoth Lakes Library has makerspace hours from 10 a.m. to noon and 1 to 5 p.m. The Mammoth Wednesday market returns Wednesday from 4 to 7 p.m. at Bar Sierra at Outbound Mammoth. Farm to Table Market is Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m. at Bishop United Methodist Church with local produce, handmade goods, live music, and culinary experience with Chef Christine Kidd. The Bishop Paiute Tribe Food Sovereignty Program's Community Market is Thursday from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at the Powwow Grands on Paha Lane across from Wenaha Casino. And Inyo County's Free Library Summer Reading Program continues through August 6th at local branches. Now, here's your Eastern Sierra weather outlook. In Bishop and the Owens Valley, the National Weather Service has an extreme heat warning in effect through Wednesday evening. You don't say. Bishop is forecast around 103 degrees today and Wednesday, then around 104 on Thursday, with overnight lows in the mid to upper 60s. That is not weather. That is a preheated oven with mountains. In Mammoth Lakes, it's still sunny, but much more survivable, with highs around 85 today and Wednesday and overnight lows in the upper 50s. Afternoon, southwest winds could gust around 20 to 25 miles per hour. Drink water, check on neighbors, protect pets from the heat, and avoid anything that can spark dry vegetation. That's your Eastern Sierra Now News for Tuesday, August 4th. Thank you to Brood Awakening and Big Pine for sponsoring today's newscast, and to Copper Top Barbecue for supporting the community calendar. For more local news, fire updates, emergency information, interviews, weather events, and community stories, visit EasternSierraNow.com, download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, and follow us on social media, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. I'm Jesse Steele. Have a great Tuesday, stay cool, and enjoy National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day, because in this heat, the chocolate chips may already be melted for you, especially if you just went outside and cooked them on the sidewalk.